Speaker Johnson calls out Biden administration. NYC Mayor Eric Adams for forcing students from school for migrants. By Paul Bois on January 11, 2024. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, called out both New York City Mayor Eric Adams and the Biden administration after forcing Brooklyn High School students out to make way for migrants sheltering in their gym. As Breitbart News reported, James Madison High School in Brooklyn told parents and students that they would no longer be allowed to attend class and would be forced into online learning after Mayor Eric Adams sent thousands of illegal immigrants to shelter in the school's gym. The school also canceled dances, concerts, special events, and other sports programs as a result of the order. Adams began sending up to 2,000 illegal aliens to the school on Tuesday, January 9, spurring James Madison High School principal Jody Cohen to notify parents that their children will be forced into remote learning, which has been found to be detrimental and dangerous to the education of children, the report noted. Speaker Mike Johnson called it an abdication of duty in an interview with the New York Post. This week, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas confirmed that 85% of the illegal immigrants who are apprehended at the border are released into the interior United States, Johnson said. Now, because of the administration's policy choices, students and teachers are having to turn to remote learning in order to accommodate illegal immigrants at their school. From the president on down to city mayors, support for illegal immigration has trickled down, thereby prioritizing the needs of non-citizens over the needs of our own, he added. Johnson further warned that Biden and Mayorkas need to secure the southern border or else our students and schools will continue to pay the price for the administration's abdication of duty. The House Speaker also emphasized that Republicans have been trying to pass legislation that would allow for these types of actions. House Republicans have solutions. We passed the Schools Not Shelters Act in July to ensure schools serve as sanctuaries of study, not casualties of sanctuary cities, Johnson said. Sadly, President Biden threatened to veto the bill. The Schools Not Shelters Act of 2023 passed the House last year strictly on party lines with only four Democrats in favor of it. The Biden administration has opposed the bill, charging that it strips local municipalities of their control. That bill, introduced by upstate Representative Mark Molinaro, RNY, passed the House in July 2023 on a near party line vote, with Molinaro's fellow New Yorker Representative Patrick Ryan one of the four Democrats to support it. The administration is strongly opposed to H.R. 3941, the Schools Not Shelters Act of 2023, which would supersede local control, interfering with the ability of states and municipalities to effectively govern and make decisions about their school buildings, the Senate Health, Education, Labor and Pensions Committee said in a statement. The bill would do this by prohibiting certain educational institutions that receive federal funding, including funds that strengthen equal access to education, assist students from low-income families, improve educational opportunities for those with disabilities, and provide access to college, from using their facilities to shelter non-citizens seeking asylum in the United States, as such non-citizens are permitted to do under the law. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.